I want to set the stage. Can we go back to 1980? And here's why. The teen musical drama Fame hit theaters, set in the late 70s, New York City. It follows the lives of students who are going to the High School of Performing Arts. Film was a huge hit. Then, of course, you had the TV series. Then you had, like, a remake of the film. The film itself selected for preservation in the American National Film Registry by the Library of Congress. And you fast forward to today. We want to give a big shout out to the folks at St. Ignatius High School because that is their spring production, Fame.
Their school-wide production.
Big time. So we have some of the cast members here, but we also have the director and, of course, teacher at St. Ignatius, Katerina Tolone. How are you, Katerina?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, it's
great.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you for being here. Rehearsals and auditions started back in the fall, and here we are in March, and you're almost there.
Yes, we actually started last spring.
Wow.
You know, promoting it to the students and getting them excited for auditions, and then in the fall, started with auditions.
Well,
so
this
here
is
we are.
This is a huge undertaking, and we want to introduce some of the guests that you brought in with us this morning. It's the cast of Fame, some of them here.
Yes, some
right?
of the leading actors and actresses.
All right, so we're going to start with introductions and then also tell us what character you're playing in Fame. So go for it. Give it a go. We've got four here.
Hello, I am Owen Walsh playing Nick Piazza.
My name's Alicia Villeneuve, and I'm playing Serena Katz.
And my name is Madison Gunn, and I'm playing Iris Kelly.
My name's Anae Anthony, and I play Tyrone Jackson.
Awesome. You see how they work the microphones?
Yeah, they were like performing that.
Right?
They were performing
absolutely
there.
Fantastic. Let's talk about the production. I gave a summary of the film itself, but I had heard something off the air that you said that there's a bit of a different twist to this. Explain what people can expect at this production.
Okay, so a lot of people think this is just a remake of the show or the movie, but this actually takes place after the movie happens, and you'll know when the musical starts, Miss Sherman. She's the director of the school, and she's like, this ain't no TV show. This isn't the movies. So these students are going to the famous performing arts school in New York City that is from that movie. So they already know about the movie and the show, and this is after, but still taking place in the 80s.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. To the actors, how are you doing with the production? How are you feeling about it?
We're feeling pretty good. It's a lot of fun. We have rehearsals mainly twice a week. It's a lot of work, but it's definitely starting to come together.
When we auditioned, it was definitely a lot of work. We had to, like for our callback songs, we had to learn a song in a week, and a lot of us were sick. So, yeah, we were really shocked that we got the roles, but yeah, here we
but
are.
But the show must go on.
Right? Hey, Candy, you know.
Right now, we haven't really put all the parts together, but we're going to start practicing with the band soon, which is gonna be interesting.
It's really always best great to see time once you get to incorporate the band to your live singing and the dancing, and it's truly a labor of love.
And the dancing is going to be very cool because we have a lot of different people who've come in to put together some insane dance choreography for us, and it looks so good so far.
I'm glad you mentioned that. How many people are part of this production?
I would say altogether we have about 55 students that are actually in the show. We have many staff involved. Our whole tech department has been helping. We have a new stage built by our specialist high skills major students, construction students have built us a brand new giant stage in our auditorium. And I just want to let everyone know that every seat is a great seat. We used to do it in our gymnasium. Now it's in our auditorium, which is a smaller setting, but it's a lot more intimate. And every seat, you're able to see each student's face. And it's really beautiful. And
that's good
I'm
to know.
I'm excited for everyone to see it.
And Candy, you had mentioned the band as well, and that's the other part, the other element, you know.
Yeah, Mr. McLeod is our music teacher. He's the music director with the band, and they've been rehearsing also just tons of hours. And like Madison said, we're putting all the pieces together now, so it'll be really interesting to see it coming together.
All right, so St. Ignatius High School presents Fame. Let's talk about the logistics here, the dates and tickets, and this is also a fundraiser for a very important cause, and we'll get into that. So
yes.
When is it running?
So it's May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then May 9th, 10th, and 11th, another the Thursday, Friday, Saturday after, 7 p.m. We're fundraising for St. Pat's Needs a Hat, which is St. Patrick's Cathedral. They are fundraising for a new roof. So I thought it would be
a great initiative.
Yeah. So Catholic students, you know, fundraising for our local church.
That's amazing. Yeah. There. So tickets will be available on eventbrite.com. And is it assigned seating?
It is. So you can go online, purchase your ticket online from the comfort of your own home and pick the actual seat you want to sit in. Like I said, every seat is a great seat, so you can't go wrong. Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, we wish you nothing but the best of luck, and then to thank you for doing what you do, because you're obviously in school still, working hard. Some of you are in your grade 12 class, some in grade 10, grade 11. I give you kudos to all students that take part in these productions, because to bridge schoolwork and your production, it is a lot of work behind the scenes. So thank you to all of you and the rest of the team, and to you, Katarina, as well. Oh, it's a lot of work behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know, right?
Yes. And just so you know, these are not just students. These are professional actors. Some of them are in two or three shows this year in the city, in the community. Wow. They're seasoned performers.
Love to hear
that. And super talented and super brave and courageous. So
all right.
Can't wait for everyone to come see them.
St. Ignatius, and the production is Fame. And again, it comes in May. Eventbrite.com for full details.